Watch out for wet areas on the roads and a few showers lingering this morning. But this storm system that we have been tracking for a couple of days now finally gets out of here today. And in fact, I would expect some breaks in the clouds and sunshine as early as noon today. There may be an isolated shower lingering midday and early this afternoon, but the main overall pattern will be for the rain to leave this morning, and then the clouds are going to leave by this afternoon. That leaves us sunny for Friday, but Friday morning we'll be a little bit on the cool side. Some neighborhoods inland will be in the 40s, but we'll be closer to the 50s out at the beaches. We have predominantly sunny skies, though, that will build on Friday and last through the weekend. High pressure is going to settle in behind this cold front and storm system, and high pressure is air pushing down or sinking down against the surface of the earth, and that helps keep the rain, the storms, the active weather, and even in some cases clouds out of the picture. So that's going to be the case all the way through the weekend, and temperatures are going to climb. So we're going to be around 70 Friday afternoon. That's tomorrow. And then Saturday, we get up to 80 degrees, and we're going to be in the 80s for Easter Sunday as well. Yeah, it's going to be feeling warm in some spots, especially inland in Northeast Florida, for Easter Day itself. Even into next week, we continue to warm. We'll be in the middle to upper 80s by Tuesday. The first alert forecast is 87 for Tuesday afternoon, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if some neighborhoods get to 90 degrees, especially west of Jacksonville. We're going to have a west or southwesterly wind Monday and Tuesday, and that is a warming wind blowing in over the land to the west of Jacksonville, and that's going to help warm our temperatures up. It looks like the next threat for rain moves in, though, next Wednesday. But that is at least about 5 to maybe even 7 days that we're going without rain. And so that's not great news for the oak pollen. If there is good news in regards to the pollen, it is that the oak pollen peaked back on March 12th. That's from Dr. Brian Seymour at Edward Waters University, who sends us the updated pollen count numbers each and every week. And those counts went from about 8,000 last week to only 2,000 for the oak pollen this week. Now, that's still in the very high category and potentially not healthy and not good for those allergy sufferers who have to deal with the oak pollen, like me. So you got to keep the oak pollen in mind over the next few days. Even though the weather is going to take a turn for the nicer, we still got to deal with that oak pollen for potentially another week. There will still be some of that oak flying around, but we are past the peak. And so within about 2 to 3 weeks, I would think the oak pollen will be gone. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.